Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on October 6th, 2010, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming today. And will you please join me in welcoming the writer and director of Blue Collar, Paul Schrader.
Hi, Bruce had originally asked me to come do this, and I said I couldn't do it because I was going to be out of town, but I woke up this morning and I saw it in the paper and I said, wait, I'm not out of town. So I sent them an email. I wrote this basically in order to figure out how to get to direct, because I had sold several scripts, and one of them, Taxi Driver, you know, was a critical and financial success. So I tried to come up with something with a lot of plot. There's a lot of plot in this, like a Don Siegel kind of thing. And then I wanted to get three mid-level stars because I couldn't get a big star. And I knew Harvey, and I knew a girl that Richie Pryor was going with. And so I could get at these people. So I wrote it with what I considered to be three equal roles. And I told each one of them that they were the lead. And then through the help of Norman Lear, we got it made. Which, of course, I sort of cooked my own goose in that case, because the shooting of this film is kind of legendary in the sense of the enormous acrimony and physical and verbal violence that occurred while we were shooting. I've never experienced anything like it since. When this was over, I said, if this is what directing is, I guess I can't do it. But no, from about the fourth or fifth day on, these three guys were like three bulls in a china shop. And so it was. So it's not really that much directed as it is kind of managed. You know, I would stand there on the set and I'd say, well, if somebody leaves, because somebody was always leaving, says, how many setups can I do? Okay, I got all three of them, so I got one setup in. I'll say, okay, they're still here. I get one more in, and also I get one more in here, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, Richard's gone or Harvey's gone. Just leave. So anyway, and at that time, when I would tell people, it was about these, I said, it's about three guys who robbed their union, auto workers, two black guys and a white guy. And at that time, everybody would say to me, you mean, you know, two white guys and a black guy? Because this is like 1970s. And I said, no. I mean, actually, if it's two white guys and a black guy, the black guy has to be so good, he's kind of going to be boring. But if I have two black guys, I can make all three of them flawed, you know, because the people don't mind if there's a white flawed guy, and then the black guys, you know, they can counteract each other. And I hung to that. We eventually got it made, so the film comes to a kind of Marxist conclusion. And when it came out, I was sort of championed as the new Marxist hope here. There was a magazine at that time called Cineast. It put me on the cover, and I said to them, you know, I'm not really a political filmmaker. Then I made a few more films, and they realized I really wasn't a political filmmaker. The film just came to a Marxist conclusion, and if you were honest about what you were doing, you had to accept that conclusion. But the conclusions come out of the characters rather than the characters coming out of the conclusions. If the characters come out of the conclusions, then I guess you are a political filmmaker. Well, anyway, thanks for coming.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.